The following presentation was made available by Inspiration Express as part of the daily Kitzur Shulchan Aruch calendar program. There are many more free lectures and resources available at www.kitzur365.org. Today's lecture is given by Rabbi Dov Lev.
We are now doing the Halachas of Tfilas Mincha, Simin Samech Tes. The very first question that we must ask when discussing mincha is, why is it called that? After all, it can't be based on the carbon mincha, because the carbon mincha was also offered in the morning. So there are four explanations given for the name mincha. The Magen Avraham in Simen Reish Lamed Beis quotes Tosfos that says that we call it mincha because this is the time that Eliyahu HaNavi was answered when he was makriv, when he sacrificed the korban mincha. So since we're davening at the same time of day, we refer to it as a mincha as well, in remembrance of the fact that Eliyahu HaNavi was answered at this time. The Tosfos Yom Tov offers another answer. He quotes the Ramban that says that mincha comes from the language of minucha, and it's referring to the minucha of the sun, when the sun begins to set at the later part of the day. There's a third explanation offered in the Magen Avraham, in the name of the Yerushalmi, that says that the term mincha is referring to the ketores, which is offered at the end of the day, and it's based on the pasuk in Tehillim, Kuf Mem Aleph, which says, Tikon Tfilosi Ketores Lefanecha, Masas Kapai Minchas Erev. So you see that the Ketores is referred to as the Mincha of the evening, and that is why we refer to our Tfilah, which is in the later part of the day, as Tfilas Mincha. And finally, there's a fourth explanation given in the Sefer Kedushas Levi on Parshas Chayesara. He explains that in the morning, when we daven Shacharis, we are obligated to do so because we have to thank Hashem for allowing us to wake up and returning our neshama to us in the morning. In the evening, we are obligated to daven Tfilas Ma'ariv, because we are giving Hashem our neshama for safekeeping before we go to sleep. But Tfilas Mincha, the afternoon tefillah, is extra. It's an extra present, so to speak. So that's why we call it Mincha, because Mincha means present. So let's start. Halacha Aleph. Amar Rabbi Chelboy Amar Rav Huna. Li'olam yizar adam b'tfilas mincha. A person should always be careful about tfilas mincha. Shehavei lo nana Eliyo ela b'tfilas mincha, because Eliyo was only answered at tfilas mincha. Shenema, like it says in the pasuk, vayihi ba'alos ha'mincha vayigash Eliyo. This is a pasuk in Melachim Aleph, Perek Yud Ches, describing the showdown that Eliyahu HaNavi was having against the false prophets of Baal. And Eliyahu davened to Hashem that Hashem should turn to him and to his karbonos. And Hashem did accept the karbon of Eliyahu and not the karbonos of the Nevi'i Baal. And then the entire congregation was so impressed that they all prostrated themselves, and they recognized that Eliyahu was the true prophet of Hashem. V'hatam shetfilas ha-mincha hi chashuva kol kach, and the reason that the mincha prayer is so important, mifnei ki tfilas ha-shacha zmana yadu b'boker, because the tfilah that we say in the morning, the time is very evident. Bekuma mimitasa yispala miyad. As soon as one gets up, he immediately davens. Kodem shei torad basakav, before he will be involved in his business. V'chein tefilas arvis b'layla z'man yedua. The same thing is true about the tefillah of the evening. At nighttime, it's very clear. B'vol lebeso, when the person comes back to his house, v'hu ponu me'asakav, and he's free from his business, so then he davens ma'ariv. About tefillas ha'mincha, he ba'ot sha'yom gadol. Tefillas ha'mincha is done in the middle of the day. Ha'adam tarud ba'asakav, and a person is occupied with his business, v'hut saruch lasim el libo, and he has to really be focused, v'liponos mikol asakav, and to clear his heart and mind from all of his business issues, ulehispalel, and to daven. Now that takes much more effort and much more self-sacrifice. Alkain, therefore, schara harbe ma'od. The reward for davening mincha properly is much greater than shachris or ma'ariv. Now we will discuss the time to daven mincha. Unlike shachris and ma'ariv, tefillas mincha really has two times to daven. There's mincha gedola and mincha ketana. Now, mincha ketana is going to be the later part of the day. It's a shorter time period, and it starts from the time that the korban tamid was offered, which is 9.5 hours into the day. Now, we have to speak about how to calculate hours, because most people are familiar with an hour as being 60 minutes. But in halacha, when we talk about hours, it usually is referring to what's known as sha'os zmanios, which means that they are hours which are subject to the daytime. The way this is calculated is we take the hours of daylight, we divide it into 12, and then each of those is referred to as one shor's manias. So, for example, in a day where there's exactly 12 hours of sunlight, so then each shor's manias will be exactly 60 minutes. But in the summertime, when there might be more than 12 hours of daylight, so then each Shas Manias is more than 60 minutes. While in the wintertime, when there is less than 12 hours of sunlight, then each Shas Manias will be less than 60 minutes. So we're up to Sif Beis. He says, Ikers Mana he Betesha Shas Umechser Lamaila. The primary time to daven mincha is from 9.5 hours, again, we're talking about halachic hours, Shas Manias, Ulamaila, and onward. That is the best time to daven mincha. V'hi nikreis mincha ketana, this is called the small mincha time frame. U'bishas hadchak, and under pressing circumstances, kigon shehutzarech lotzeis laderech, for example, he has to travel, o shehutzarech la'echol, he has to eat, yochol espalo miyad la'acha sheish shoz umeksam. He'd be allowed to daven immediately after 6.5 halachic hours, v'hi nikreis mincha gedola, and this is known as the time frame of mincha gedola. V'hemshech zmano hu lechatkila, at shah u'revi'ish shah kodem alayla v'lo yoser, and the time to daven mincha continues lechatkila up until an hour and a quarter, again, I mean halachic hours, kodem halayla, v'lo yoser. It has to be an hour and a quarter before nightfall, but no more than that, no later than that. V'zeh nikra plag ha-mincha, and this time frame is known as plag ha-mincha, which means the mid-time, the cutoff time for mincha. Ki mishas mincha ketana ad halayla, hu shtei shor semechsa, because the time of mincha ketana until the night is 2.5 halachic hours. V'hachatzi mizeh, and half of this, means the midpoint of this, hu shah u'revius, is going to be an hour and a quarter. So again, what we're saying is the earliest times of Davar Mincha Lechavchila will be Mincha Ketana, which means 9.5 halachic hours into the day. If it's a pressing circumstance, you could dive in even much earlier than that, from 6.5 hours into the day. As far as the latest time to dive in Mincha, ideally it would be up to Plag HaMincha. Plag HaMincha is defined as 1.25 halachic hours before nightfall. And now he says, Ubidi Eved, but if he missed it, O Bishas et Chak, or under extenuating circumstances, Yachol Hisbalel ad Seisakachavim, a person can daven up until the stars come out. This means that once 3 stars can be seen in the sky, then he can no longer daven Mincha. Then that's clearly nighttime. V'chein no gim'ata barov hakihilos, and the minig now in most communities, shem mishpalalin mincha samoch lalaila, is that they daven mincha when it's close to the night, meaning they daven mincha at a time that he referred to as b'shas adchak, that it was not the most ideal time to daven. V'shoas elo hema shoas manya, so now he qualifies what we pointed out earlier, that when we talk about hours here, we're talking about halachic hours, the hainu lefi erech hayom, which means based on the status of the day, mizrichas hashemesh ad shkiyasah, we calculate from sunrise until sunset, mischalek hayom liyud beis chalakim, the day is divided into 12 portions. V'im hayom gadol yud cheshars, and if the daylight would be 18 hours, as I show mechsa nechsheves l'shar, then 90 minutes would be considered one shar zmanias. Now this that he said, that we calculate shar zmanias from sunrise until sunset, this is actually subject to dispute. This is the opinion of the Vilna Gaon. However, the view of the Magen Avraham is that we actually start counting the day from halachic dawn, which is significantly earlier than sunrise, and we continue counting it until Seis HaKachavim, until the stars come out, which means that time frame, which is much longer, will be divided into 12, and each of those portions would be considered a Shor Zmanias. Now, according to many opinions, a person is allowed to daven Mincha Gedola even if it's not Shas Hadchak. And this seems to be the prevalent approach today, is that people do daven Mincha in the early part of the day, in the early afternoon. It could be that a rationale for this is that people are so involved in their daily affairs that if they would postpone davening Mincha until shortly before the evening, there's a concern that maybe they will forget, or maybe they won't have a chance, in which case they'll lose out either in Tefillah or perhaps Tefillah B'Tzibur. So therefore, if there is a minyan available earlier, people tend to daven in the earlier part of the day. Now, the Kitzur wasn't so clear when he said that Plag HaMincha is going to be 1.25 hours before the night. What does he mean by that? The Mishnah Berurah brings down a shita that says that we consider Plag to be 1.25 hours, again, halachic hours here, 1.25 hours before Shkia, before sunset. But in general, the way that the Kitzur explained that we can daven Mincha up until Tseis HaKachavim, this is not the opinion of the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah is strict that the time for Mincha is only up until sunset. Bidi Eved, if a person failed to do so, then the Mishnah Berurah says you could still daven up until 13.5 minutes afterwards. Now, in Eretz Yisrael, it seems that this 13.5 minutes issue would not really work, because in Eretz Yisrael, the after sunset, these stars come out much quicker. But among Hasidim, historically, they were known to daven mincha long after shkia, long after sunset. And that is still true in many of the Hasidic communities throughout the world. Halacha Gimel, we discuss various activities that one may not do once it is mincha time, out of a concern that people will get so involved in these activities that they will fail to daven mincha in time. Aser lahaskel le'echol afilo seuda ketana samach lemincha ketana. It is forbidden to start even a small meal when it is close to the time of mincha ketana. V'samach, what does it mean, close to the time? Haynu chatzi shor kodem, it means a half hour before mincha ketana. V'im eino koveya atzmo l'su'uda, and if he is not establishing himself for a meal. Ela she'ochel oshose derech arai peros atavsho, or he is eating or drinking, it's more like a snack, a fruit or a cooked dish. Afilo mechameshes mine dagon, even if it is something from the five grains, but he's not sitting down to a formal meal. Yesh matirin, there are those that permit him to do so. Aval yesh lahachmer gam bezeh, but it is proper to be strict even for this, meaning don't sit down to any significant eating before the time of mincha ketana. Chen aser likones lemerchatz, it is also forbidden to enter into a public bathhouse, o lehistaper samach lemincha ketana, or to get a haircut close to the time of mincha. Now, these are also because we're concerned that people will get so involved with the bathhouse or with getting a haircut that they will fail to daven mincha. However, some of the poskim say that today, when getting a haircut is such an easy endeavor, because the barbers usually use electric clippers, so it would be mutter today to get a haircut or to take a shower, because these are not things that someone will get so involved with that they will fail to daven mincha. Usu'uda gedola kigon sudas nisuin o bris milo kedoma, and a large meal such as a wedding meal or the su'uda of a bris milo and the like, asur lahaskil, it's forbidden to start afilo samach lemincha gedola, even when it's close to the larger time frame for mincha. Which means from halachic midday, it would already be forbidden to sit down to a wedding meal. But rather you should wait until the time of mincha gedola, which is 6.5 hours into the day, and first you daven before sitting down to eat. And places that someone goes around to call people to remind them to come to shul, they used to have someone who used to knock on everyone's shutters and remind them it's time to go daven. For who rogil lelech lebeis hakneses lisbalo betzibur, and we're talking about a person who is accustomed to davening in public in shul. Mutter lahaskel suda ketana samach lemincha ketana. For such a person, it would be mutter to start a small meal when it's close to mincha ketana, v'gam achar kach, and even afterwards, mean after the starting time of mincha ketana, u'bilvad, this only applies shemiyad shekorin lebeis hakneses, as soon as they call him to come to shul, yafsik mimashehu osek lehisbalo, so that he would interrupt from whatever he's involved with in order to daven. It could be that you could say the same thing would apply today if someone has an alarm clock or sets their cell phone to remind them to daven, so that might qualify as enough of a reminder, and then they would be allowed to sit down to a su'ud. U'su'uda gedola samach lemincha ketana, and to sit down to a large meal, such as a chasna, before mincha ketana, also lahaschel afilu bim kom shekorin lebeis hakneses, it's forbidden to start even in those places where he has a reminder to come to shul. Va'afilo samach l'mincha gedola, even if it's close to mincha gedola, yesh l'hachma, you should be strict. So practically speaking, if you have a wedding in the daytime, you should be careful to daven mincha before sitting down to the seuda. Halacha dalid. L'tfilas mincha tzrichim gam kein netilas yadayim ad haperek. Before davening mincha, it is necessary to wash one's hands up until the joints. Kimo l'tfilas shachris, just like is required before davening shachris. Ukimavor le'il b'simen yud beis sifhei v'sifav, as we learned earlier in simen yud beis. V'chein l'tfilas mayriv. The same thing would apply for davening mayriv, that one should wash beforehand. Im hifsek achar mincha, if he interrupted after mincha, meaning if mayriv was immediately after mincha, it's not necessary to wash again. But if there wasn't an interruption between them, then one should wash again for mayriv. V'chein lemusaf im hifsek achar shachris. The same thing would apply if, on days when there's musaf, if one interrupted and diverted their attention between shachris and musaf, even though he washed before davening shachris, still, tzarech lito yadav, he would have to wash his hands again before davening musaf. Halacha hey, we discussed the practice of saying ashrei at the beginning of tefillas mincha. Now, why is it that we say ashrei before mincha? The Aruch HaShulchan explains that it would not be derech eretz to come to face the King of Kings without first praising him. So we start off with ashrei. Now, many poskim say that it is proper to sit for ashrei, and some of them draw this from a diuk, from a deduction that we found in the words of the Rambam. Also, al pi Kabbalah is brought down. It is proper to sit for Ashrei. The Kitzur tells us, Ein loma Ashrei kodem mincha, ad sheyehe minyan bebeis hakneses. One should not say Ashrei before mincha until there are 10 men in the shul. Kidei sheshliach hatzibar yomer hakadosh al masha amru ba'asara, so that the chazen will say kaddish on that which was said with 10 people. V'im amru ashrei below minyan, v'achakach nishlama minyan. Let's say they did say ashrei before there was a minyan, and then subsequently a minyan arrived. Yomru eza mizmar, so they should say some tehillim. V'achakach yomer hashatz kaddish, and afterwards the chazen should say kaddish. In the Mishnah Berurah, what is recommended is that the last three psukim of Ashrei should be said together, should be repeated, and that would justify the chazan saying Kaddish. Alternatively, he says that it suffices if simply the chazan says those three psukim out loud, and everyone listens, and then at that point he would be allowed to say Kaddish. V'yesh lehashatz lehisatev betalis kodem Ashrei, and the chazan should put on a talis before saying Ashrei, shelo lahafsik ben Ashrei lekadosh, so that he would not be forced to interrupt between Ashrei and Kadosh by putting on this talis. V'im lo hoisa talis ad la'achash oma Ashrei, and let's say there was no talis available until after he already said Ashrei, then yis atef, he should put on the talis. V'yomer eza psukim, and then he should say any psukim, sh'aleihem yomer kaddish, and based on them, he will say kaddish. The Ramah brings down that before saying Ashrei, there is a minog to say parashas hatamid. Now this is because the tamid shel ben arbayim, the afternoon Korban Tamid, was offered at this time. According to the minhag of the Arizal, it is also proper to say the parsha of the Ketores. Now, for Kabbalistic reasons, it is supposed to be said while sitting. Now, what happens if someone who has this minhag did not have sufficient time to say it before Ashrei and Shmoneh Esrei. So the post can bring down that he could say it after Shmoneh Esrei, assuming that it is not yet Seis HaKachavim. Assuming that the stars yet have not come out, it's not truly night. Once it is night, he has missed his chance.